السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. ابن معاذ ابن جبل رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ قال قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اتق اللہ حیث ما کنت واتبع السیئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن او كما قال صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم وصدق رسوله النبی الکریم. Respected brothers, the holy month of Ramadan is round the corner and we are excited to grab the opportunities during this holy month of Ramadan. We should make lots of du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to make du'a for holy month of Ramadan 2 months prior to it. From the month of Rajab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eagerly used to make dua, O Allah, extend our life. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, let us be alive during the month of Ramadan. And he used to increase his ibadah. As we know, the month of Sha'ban, he used to fast most of the days, he used to increase his worship, he used to increase his sadaqat. So this is how we should follow our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam footsteps. We should schedule from now how I'm going to spend this holy month of Ramadan, days and nights. It should not happen as routine. We just fast and then we continue our all other things, and we just sake of fasting, just fast and rest of the day and night we just let it go without any extra ibadah, without any istighfar, without any dua, etc. Every moment of the holy month of Ramadan is very, very precious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed and granted this favor only to us, to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As in this verse, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Oh, you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have described, we have made compulsory upon us, upon you people, to fast as we made compulsory upon the previous ummah. And what is the main subject and object to fast? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to obtain taqwa and piety. And taqwa is so essential, so important. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and reminded us over and over and over again with regard to the taqwa and piety. There are more than 200 ayat in the Holy Quran with the words of taqwa. Right? Because it's so important. With regard to the Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentioned one ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah, in this one. And you won't find any other way in the Holy Quran that the fasting of Ramadan has been mentioned. But look at us, just by obeying this one ayat of the Holy Quran, one hukam, one place. And alhamdulillah, throughout the world, you know, Muslims are fasting. They are obeying this one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But as for taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in several places, as I said, more than 100, 200 times. We're not taking any hint from it. Allah is more emphasized on taqwa than Ramadan. The main object of fasting is to obtain taqwa. Now, logically, if you think, taqwa is a spiritual attribute. It's with regard to our soul, our spirit. Right? And in during the month of Ramadan, what we are doing? We are abstaining physically from eating and drinking, right? During the day, from Subah Sadiq till sunset. We are controlling. So this is the physical practice. And taqwa is with regard to the spiritual, internal sifat. How it does connect to each other. Ulama explained that during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us, you know, practice upon this hukam of Allah that you are not allowed to drink and eat from the morning till evening. And we understood it. And we are applying, 100% applying on it. And look at, the water is halal, food is halal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is that you must abstain. Don't eat halal things for my sake, for my pleasure. And we understood. You know, no one is watching. That's why, you know, when a person is alone in his car, for example, driving, no one is with him. And it's a heat day. It's very hot. So, and no one is available next to him, alone by himself, on the road. Right? Or he is in the house alone. No one in the house. Fridge is full with the drinks and water and everything available. And he's hungry. He's thirsty. He's having diabetes. He's very high. His throat is demanding to have something to drink. And water is available. And no one is there to watch him. Right? He's not doing, he's not drinking. He's not eating. What is that? That is the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. The mayyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with every individual throughout his life, wherever he is, whatever he is doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him. Wa nahnu aqrabu ilayhi min hablil warid. We are very close to you than your jaguar wing. Right? So that awareness is during the month of Ramadan. And we all are practicing upon it, whether it's an old person or young person or sick person or healthy. That's called taqwa, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the lesson, whole month, 30 days, we are practicing upon it, trying to obtain taqwa. Try to inculcate the sifat of taqwa within ourselves, practically. This is the rehearsal, this is the practice throughout the month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us not to eat halal things for my sake. Let's see how you do. And alhamdulillah, with our broken efforts, we are trying to do it. But as soon as Ramadan ends, what we do? We go back to the track. Right? And then we start committing those haram things which are haram all the time in Sharia. Here in Ramadan, we abstain ourselves from the halal things. And out of Ramadan, we are committing haram things. We leave our masajid, we don't come to pray salat, we don't open the Quran after that, we don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no more tahajjud, backbiting started, gossiping started, everything is normal. Why? We were only Muslim for the month of Ramadan alone. We only believe in Allah only in the month of Ramadan. And we think after Ramadan, Allah is not there. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, throughout your life, since you are born till you will die. He is with you. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Oh, you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should, as it is right to be feared. And you should not die but in state of Islam and Iman. That is our ultimate achievement, that on the last thing on our breath should be the kalima la ilaha illallah. Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begin, Ya ayyuhal nasu taqoo rabbakum alladhi khalakakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaka minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa'a wa taqullah. In the beginning taqwa, in the end taqwa, in the one verse, in the one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated words of taqwa twice. Ya ayyuhal ladhin in suratul hashr. Ya ayyuhal ladhin amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsu ma qaddamat li ghadiyu wa taqullaha inna Allah khabirun bima ta'amalun. In one words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated twice taqwa. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha ma'al muttaqeen. Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's nusra, Allah's blessings are with those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who adopt the taqwa. Right? Inna Allaha ma'al muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. We are putting on our garments every single day. We're changing our libas, our dresses, according to occasions, according to season, according to, you know, location. We are changing dress which is suit to the occasion, suit to the party, suit to the season. You know, our wardrobes are full with the different colors and designs and styles of clothing. We like to adorn ourselves, beautify ourselves with libas. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a materialistic things. In disregard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah ta'ala is encouraging us, wa libasu taqwa. You should have the libas of taqwa, the garment of taqwa, which is better than whatever company or logo you are using in this world. What does it mean, my brothers? Can we purchase the libasu taqwa from the mall? From the Gucci or from the Messi or any famous company? No one is making, you know, or sewing the libas of taqwa. If you go and ask any garment store, okay, I want to purchase one dress of taqwa, please. How much it will cost? You say, we don't have any stock. This is something which is not materialistic. It is something with our heart, with our belief. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. If you adopt the libas and garment of taqwa, that is the better. And just imagine, for example, our dresses are covering our entire body from head to toe. Right? This is the libas. From neck all the way down. Trousers and shirt. Right? Whatever design we choose and color. But it's covering our entire body, our hands, our legs, our stomach and back. Everything is covered by our garment, right? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an example for us to understand. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى. We have to adopt and apply the libas and garment of taqwa on our entire body as we have this physical dress. What does it mean? In our body there is eyes. In our body there are the ears. In our body there is a tongue. In our body there is a heart. In our body there is a hands and legs. We have to cover it. We have to cover it with the fear of Allah, with the taqwa. What does it mean? It means we should only look at to the halal things. Control our gaze from the haram things. Likewise, during the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, because shaitans are changed and our nafs are, you know, under control because of the hunger and thirst. So somehow, we are able to control our gaze. We have, you know, we are feeling shy to look at to the, haram, strange woman because we are fasting. That fasting is reminding us, oh, you are fasting, you should not look at. You are fasting, you should not smile to the strange person. You are fasting, you should not call to your friend. Etc., etc. You should not listen to music, you are fasting. You should not abuse your tongue. Control your anger. Control your emotion. Don't touch any haram thing, you are fasting. Don't go to a haram place, a club or a casino or anywhere. Why? You are fasting. Month of Ramadan. Respect month of Ramadan. So somehow during the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to control our limbs and organs of the body. And that is the rehearsal, that is the practice. If you do this during the month of Ramadan, you should do it throughout the year, out of Ramadan too. And this is the libas of taqwa, controlling your gaze, controlling your ears from backbite and music, and controlling your tongue from the abusing bad words and slandering and accusing, etc. That's controlling your tongue. Controlling your mind and thoughts, wrong thoughts, sinful thoughts, and controlling your heart from thinking wrong other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, so this is the libas of taqwa. We have to apply and inculcate throughout the life. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making us, practice during the month of Ramadan. What we do, if you do this thing, if you adopt this taqwa, what Allah's promise is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever adopt taqwa, piety, righteousness, God-fearing, awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah will sort out all his problems. Problem of this world. Wherever he's facing physical problem, going through the sickness and disease, Allah will grant him cure. Having some marital problem, Allah will put the mahabbat and love between the spouses. Facing some financial problem, lost his job, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other place has promised, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will grant him risk and sustenance from the way he will not even imagine. He never even thought about it. What the condition is, adopt the taqwa. If you have taqwa, God-fearing, righteousness, then Allah will grant you the risk and sustenance from the way, from the means, unexpected. Allah will open the doors of the risk and sustenance. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. Your one ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned with regard to the libas. Right? In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about your food. We are eating breakfast, lunch and dinner, and in between brunch. Yeah? Keep on eating everything. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. You zade ra, when you travel, you have something with you to eat on the way. What is the best provision? Best provision is taqwa. If you adopt taqwa, wherever you will move, in whichever environment you will go, it will protect you from committing haram. It will protect you from committing sin. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. You must have that fear that I am going to meet my Lord. I have to leave this dunya. And I have to stand in front of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the way we should abstain from the haram thing. One of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, ittaqil maharim takun a'budan nas. Some sahabi came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to be a great worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abid. Meaning 24/7, I just want to worship Allah, nothing else, I want to do it. How can I adopt that daraja? How can I adopt that status? Give me some wazifa, give me something. I can practice on it and I become the biggest worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him? He didn't say you quit your family, go out from your house, go to the masjid, and sit in the masjid 24/7. Spread musalla and don't leave musalla. He never said that. What he said? Ittaqil maharim. Be with your family. Be with your friend. Do your job. Do all the activities of dunya. We are not stopping you to doing all those things. What you have to keep in mind? Ittaqil maharim. Don't commit any haram thing. That's it. Saying is easy. Saying is very easy. I said in one sentence, in less than a minute. But to practically practice upon it is very difficult and hard. Ittaqil maharim, it covers the entire Sharia. It's one jumla, it's one sentence, but it's very deep in the meaning, if you understand. Whatever action you do during the day or night, wherever you are, in public or privacy, think before you do, I am doing this, is it permissible in Sharia or not? I am responsible on the Yawmul Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever I am uttering, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whatever I am saying, that there is an angel is grabbing and recording and preserving and is going to present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you know, iqra kitabah, you must read your book of deed by yourself. See? So any word you utter, think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, am I saying halal thing or haram thing? Permissible or not permissible? Whatever action you do, before you doing that action, just stop for a while, pause and think for a while. Is it permissible in Islam, in Sharia or not? That's it. If you adopt this habit, ittaqil maharim, you will become a'budan nas, the biggest worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ma'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala, one of the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Most of the time he used to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in he was very young. He was not old age like Abu Bakr Siddiq or other sahaba. So and look at his status in the young age. When he was in 30s, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed him as the governor of Yemen, and is advising him as he passing through. Last advice is a long story. But in this hadith, the same Sahabi Ma'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised me. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised me? That ittaqullah haysuma kunta. You must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. And the second advice is that wat bi issayyat al-hasanata tamuhuha. Any mistake you do, any sin you commit, any wrong you do, immediately do something good. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyat. Because your good deeds will wipe off, erase, remove your bad deeds. So clear your account every day. Like we are observing, you know, so many things on the website, and we press one button which is delete. The moment you put delete, everything is gone. Your history is clear. Clear history. Right? So likewise here in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever you commit any sin, and you are innal insana murakkab min al-khatai wa nisyan, you are going to commit the sin. But kullu bani adam khata'un wa khairul khata'in at-tawwabun. Every human being is going to commit sin, except Anbiya alayhi salam, they are ma'asum. We are going to commit sin. But the best sinner, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is that who does not remain on his sin, on his wrongdoing, immediately he make tawbah, sincere tawbah, and he does something good to balance it. You know, this is wa khaliqin nas bi khulqin hasanin, and you must treat the makhluq, the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people, with the good manners, with the good treatment. So this is the holy month of Ramadan is coming through, my brothers. Be prepared mentally, physically, and spiritually, and remember the whole concept of the Ramadan. The main purpose of the Ramadan is to adopt the taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Keep this in mind, and inshallah, if you try your best, Allah will help you. If you adopt the taqwa, rest of that life will be successful inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.